USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian is now a very strong Category 5 hurricane with winds in excess of 165 miles per hour.
Vice President Mike Pence talking about the powerful Hurricane Dorian, which is battering the Bahamas since late yesterday, but is headed towards the east coast of Florida and likely up to Georgia and the Carolinas.
The President has directed the full resources of the federal government to prepare for response and recovery.
The huge storm at times moving just 1 and 2 miles an hour, which means it could take several days to make any direct impact on the eastern seaboard. Comedian Kevin Hart is said to be recovering from very serious injuries after a car crash near Los Angeles yesterday. He wasn't driving at the time, and alcohol wasn't involved. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The gunman in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Texas is now being identified as 36-year-old Seth Ator. Police haven't given a motive for why Ator went on a murder spree in the Odessa area, killing 7 people and injuring over 20 others. NBC News is reporting that he was recently fired from a job. The incident started on Saturday when Ator started shooting at a police officer who'd pulled him over for a traffic stop. On this Labor Day 2019, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka says unions cannot yet support the White House's, as he sees it, unenforceable replacement for NAFTA. On Fox News Sunday, Trumka said if Mexico can enforce their own agreement, this agreement will never work because their wages will be artificially low and they'll suck jobs and capital out of the U.S. He says an unenforceable trade deal is a windfall for corporations, but a disaster for workers. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Part of a stage collapsed, injuring many people at a Seattle music festival. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
More than 2 dozen people were injured in front of the Space Needle in Seattle after a stage barricade collapsed during the Bumbershoot Music Festival, according to the Seattle Fire Department. About 25 people were injured after a 4-foot-high steel barricade collapsed in front of the stage during a set by the New York-based electronic music group Jai Wolf. Of those injured, a number were taken to Harborview Medical Center in stable to serious condition. According to David Cuerpo, a Seattle Fire Department spokesman. About 3,000 people were in front of the stage and many were pushing up against the barricade, which caused it to fall. Reporting from Seattle for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Pope asks people for forgiveness after being trapped for a short time. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Pope was 10 minutes late for his weekly address in St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning because he was stuck in an elevator. As the Pope began his address, he smiled and said, quote, "I have to beg your pardon." He then explained that an electrical problem in the Vatican held him up for the 25 minutes before firefighters could free him. Francis leaves Wednesday of this week for a tour of Africa on a 7-day trip mostly to Mozambique and Madagascar. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Listen to the news anytime on your computer or mobile device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.